This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious holy name we pray. We ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We ever so grateful and thankful, God, amen, for having this opportunity to come before you and bring forth the word of God here tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we come to you, humbling ourselves with these unready hands, we come to you on bending knees and bow down heads, looking on to the hills for what's coming out of us. Our help coming from you. We ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. Oh, precious Father, right now, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, just come on in like a rushing mighty wind, please, God, that we're saying all footsteps here tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, I'm raising a hand in the hand of this cross. Anoint us to pray, give your Father God for thy glory. Prepare people's hearts to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will hinder the word of God from going forth this night and forevermore. Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. If you have the Bible, men, I'll make you to open up to the book of Galatians. Chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, and also 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. And the Word of God reads in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. Hallelujah. Let him that is taught in the Word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, the Word of God says, as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing which God have prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to his word. This is the word of God for the people of God this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Well, we are thankful and grateful again to bring forth God's word. We are thankful and grateful that we serve. He sits high, but he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Just for these next few minutes, I would like you to come in agreement with me as I pray for the Word of God. Tonight we're going to be talking about it is choice, not chance, that determines your destiny. It is choice, not chance, that determines your destiny. People of God, all those that are listening, those that will be listening at a later date, life is all about the choices you make. For every choice comes with it a consequence. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7 and 8, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. It is choice, not chance, that determines your living with your choice. Your choice, the decision you chose. You chose. Remember this, child of God, that every choice has consequences, and every consequence is preceded by a choice. Here is an example of a choice made with consequences that followed in the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 14. It talks about a man that had two sons. It talks about the prodigal son. In verse 11, it says that he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And the father divided unto them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in wealth. Yes, this young man took off, wanted his portion that was due him. In other words, he wanted his inheritance. His father was still alive, but he wanted it now. Times, the choices we make can bring devastating destruction in our life. Again, this is a young man. He wanted to have it his way, the Burger King way. Sometimes we don't want to wait. We want to rush things. And the Bible says that after a while, he wasn't more. In other words, he didn't have no more money. He had to go work for a Jew, feeding hogs, slaughtering hogs. He looked at the feed. He looked at the flock. He was so hungry that he started eating with the pig. And he started thinking to himself. The word of God said he came to him. In other words, he had to make a choice. And he was down as low as he can go, slopping in the pig pen, rolling with the pig, eating with them. He thought to himself. He started thinking about the way he was before he made the decision, the choice to leave home. Father that had people working for him. He started thinking. His stomach started growling. He started thinking, at least at my daddy's house, I can have meat and rice. A little bit of steak. Something they're going to stick to my ribs. And he made the choice. He made a decision. I'm going back home. Life has a way of bringing you to the place where you think you thought you had it going on. Then here he found himself. Didn't have no friends. Didn't have nobody to party with. Because he was broke. Yes, when you're down and out, nobody want to be around you. But when he made that choice and he came to himself, again, it is choice, not chance, that determines your destiny. Young man started heading in the right direction. He started rehearsing what he would say to his dad. First, he repented. He looked on to heaven and said, Father, forgive me. Hallelujah. He looked on to the eternal God that is able to turn things around in his favor. Because Romans 8:28 says, hallelujah, those that love the Lord, for them that love the Lord is called according to his purpose. And he started going home. The Bible says that his daddy, he was sitting there looking afar off. Could you imagine each and every day? He knew that his son would have a lesson to be learned. Sometimes God will allow us just enough rope to hang on himself. Come to the reality that we can't do nothing without him. It is a choice, not chance, that determines your destiny. And his father was looking, seeing him coming from a far way off. He got up, started running towards him. And I could imagine the young man. And the young man, he didn't ask the young man no question. Only thing that he thought about, here's my son. At one time, he was lost, but now he's found. At one time, he was headstrong to go, but now he's back. And when they were coming back to the estate, to where his daddy lived, he told the servant, he said, go. Put sandals on his feet. Put a ring on his finger. God has a way of bringing you back into the fold. And could you imagine this young man? He thought about it. And his dad was so happy that he was home that he told him, he said, go ahead. We're going to have a celebration. We're going to make a feast for my son. Hallelujah. Choice. Not chance determines your destiny. If you find yourself like the prodigal son that I talked about, that took all his money, hallelujah, went and spent it, arrived his living. If you, like the prodigal son, took all your money, you have. And blew it on stupid stuff, on things that wasn't worthwhile. You are going to find out that you'll be in a world of trouble yourself. People in general, they can live the life of an addict, of an alcoholic, a prostitute, or a criminal, an adulteress, a fornicator, a liar, or any kind of transgressions. And it should not. It should make no difference. Somebody let you know that the outcome, how it will tell, and what the condition and action that you took. Again, we go back to what the Word of God said. In Galatians 7:8, be not deceived. God is not mocked, but whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. See, God is not like man. Or the Son of Man, and he should repent. If God said it, his word is already established. He looks over his word to perform it. He honors his word above his name. So I stop by tonight to let you know. It is choice, not chance, that determine your destiny. You see, most people who choose to do those things that knows and have chosen the consequences of their actions because they have seen what it did to other people. But it's a chart on their own as the path they decide to take. Just like the prodigal son, you'll find yourself in a position to where your back will be against them. You won't know which way to go. But the God that we serve, he's merciful. And he's there. All you got to do is call on him. He's there to help you. He won't twist your arm. But he will deal with you about getting back in proper position. Remember, it is chance, not chance, that determine your destiny. Yes, brothers and sisters, all those that are listening, every, hallelujah, human being on this earth will be accountable for your choice. Your choice. Not your neighbor's choice, but for your choice. That's why for every action, there is a reaction. Many people hold on to their right to choose, but they would still want to try to blame others for forcing into their charge. Regardless of the reason why people make the choices they do, each of us must still keep in mind that the choice we choose still bears the penalty or the consequences. While the choice, remember, you are accountable for your own choice. It is choice, not chance, that determines your destiny. You see, God can take you and I, or anyone, he can take and create something beautiful out of it. He can do this. He can do it when you repent of your sin and you surrender your life to him, that his will be done and accomplished in your life. In the book of 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 and 11, it says, "Know ye not that unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, idolaters, nor adulterers, nor unmanly characteristics, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor extortioners, nor grumblers shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you at one time." Before I gave my life to Christ, I was in that category myself. But thank God for his mercy, his grace, and his love. But we are washed as born-again believers. But ye are sanctified and justified in the name of the Lord, of Jesus, and by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. If you want to make your own choices and you want the right consequences for your choice, then make sure you make the right choice from the beginning. Because the word of God will not return to him void. Because it is choice, not chance. Also here in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, it says, "An encouraging word. And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. God Almighty has given man the power to make choices regarding his ultimate destiny. As a free agent, a moral agent, man has the awesome responsibility to choose between an unhappy physical existence with a dead end or a rich, rewarding eternity as a member of God's family. Though the choice appears easy, the challenging road to the kingdom of God displays many obstacles because many people are unwilling to undergo. People want to go to heaven, but they don't want to pay the price. They don't want to suffer a little bit. They don't want to be out of their comfort zone. But I stop by to let you know, Jesus suffered for us. And he is the author and finisher of our faith. And we have followed him. The word says, if we live, anyone that lives holy will suffer persecution. It is part of the package. It is part of the benefit of being a Christian. Christ-like. Be like Jesus. Jesus suffered. So we as followers of him will suffer according to the word of God. But in the end, the suffering, if we endure all the way to the end, we shall be saved. And the reward will be great. Because Jesus said in his word, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, you may be also. So God has set before you the choice to obey or disobey, hoping that you will choose obedience over disobedience, and giving you reasons and promises that will persuade you to endure all the way to the end. I'm going to say that again. God, the Almighty God, the one that sits high and low, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he has set before you this day the choice to obey or disobey, that you as a child of his would choose obedience above disobedience. And he has given you the reasons and promises, hopefully that will persuade you to endure this Christian race all the way to the end. You see, God wants you to make sure that it is your intention to pursue righteousness. He won't twist your arm. No. He'll deal with you. He'll go ahead and try to bring in alignment with the will of God for your life, with his will, his perfect will. But you got to be willing You got to be willing to die to self daily, pick up your cross, and follow Jesus. Yes, we as human beings are free in order to create the mind of Christ in you. Yes, we all have been born in sin, but God made a way for each and every one of us. You see, Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life that we want to live our lives out. So living with your choice, remember, it is choices, not chance, that determine your destiny. Yeah. an awesome God. He's a God that said, "I look over." He knows all my name. Here on our head. So we are preaching the first point, amen, to have some of the word of God. Tonight we are talking about, hallelujah, it is choice, not chance, that determines your destiny. So believe us of Christ. God will not leave you astray. Our real love, joy, and peace consists only in yielding ourselves entirely to God and being willing to be guided and influenced by His unseen hand. To be led by the Holy Spirit is to choose voluntarily and consciously to submit to the Word of God as a child of His. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons." Time you are born, Satan, the enemy of our soul, Satan, the wicked one, the one that comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, he begins to inject you with his mind, his thoughts, his ways, his attitude, and because we got to remember that we have been all born in sin. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we have, as soon as we born, even in our mother's womb, we just took upon ourselves the sin nature. So by the time that God gets to you, God will call you and begin to try to convert you. But only you can make the decision to come to Christ and experience the born again experience, the birth, to be converted into a child of God. So God will deal with you. He will bring you to a place to where you have to make a decision in order to be converted. Remember that you, again, before Christ, was in fellowship with Satan and his influence all your life. Regardless of what age that you come to Christ, Satan, again, his ultimate plan is to kill, steal, and destroy. He has already have been broadcasting and about you, and you are in agreement with him before Christ, before being spiritually born again. And that is how, that is what you have to overcome in your life. Even when we give our life to Christ, we have to put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil, the schemes that he has. His ultimate goal is to destroy you, physically as well as spiritually. So living with your choice, it is choice, not chance, that determine your destiny. Remember, even in your walk with Christ, Satan is always lurking, going about as a roaring lion seeking. Yes, he has been. So we, as believers of Christ, have to guard our heart and guard, hallelujah, our walk with Christ. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, remember this. We have to understand that no one, not even God, can take away your right of choice of whom you want to be in union with. I'm going to say this again. Brothers and sisters of Christ, remember this. You have to understand that no one, not even God, waived your right of choice of whom you want to be in union with. Yes, God has placed you, have put in you, he has placed you in a position where you have the opportunity to use your time, your energy of being in union with him. Thank God for his mercy, his grace, and his love. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 1 through 6, it says that ye have he quickened, made alive, who are dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the child of disobedience, among whom also ye all had our conversation in time past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and war by nature, the children of wrath, even of others. But God, who is rich in mercy, great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, he also saved and had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. With your charts, it is charts, not chance, that determine your destiny. We must change, we must choose to put on the Christian way of life and to keep it on. It is, and those that be listening at a later date, remember, choice, it is choice, not chance, that determines your destiny. Life, again, is full of choices and decisions. The quality of your life is ultimately shaped by the quality of your choice and decision you make in your day-to-day life. You see, God have created human beings with free will. People of God, for every action, there is a reaction. And for every choice, there is a consequence. The success and the failure in your life are determined by the choices you have made. Here in the book of Deuteronomy 15 and 16, it says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply, and that the Lord thy God may bless thee in the land with a thy glorious and to possess it. This was a promise that God gave Moses and the nation of Israel. It was a promise that after Moses died, after Joshua took over, he led them to the promised land. In the miracle workmanness, he's still our way maker, our promise keeper. So choice and decision determines the destiny of your life. It is choice, not chance, that determines your destiny. Control over your life and your destiny by making decisions that are in line with God's word. You see, today's decision will determine who you will be tomorrow. In the book of Galatians, chapter 1, it says, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his, unto all patience and long suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, kingdom of his dear Son. Yes, we are called to a life of endurance and empowerment by Christ and accompanied by joyful thanksgiving. Endurance requires patience, because reward for today's will come, but it may be months from now or years from now, or even until we leave this world. It is choice, not chance, that determines your young preacher, his disciple, by the name of Timothy. And he's given him advice in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. Apostle Paul is telling Timothy, as well as ourselves today in 2020, thou therefore endure hardness, hardship, suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Because you see, soldiers expect hardship and are trained to face it as comrades, locking arms in the service of our commander-in-chief, Christ. Humble warriors are to live out on enemy-occupied territory, not backing up, but going forward, of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against? Grab your heart. Because 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. You see, today's roadblock and distraction makes endurance in the Christian life, same as we have even now in 2020, such as television, computers, and even cell phones. It brought into our homes, that we bring into our homes, it makes temptation only a keypad, a mice click. So we must make right quality decisions, right decisions, because failure to endure, such as in a marriage, jobs, churches, or any part of life, to every tongue and every day norm. So we, as children of God, to be an example that is set, that people may see how good God is and how blessed we are as a child of His. So a consistent, long-term obedience without distraction, division, without going into sin and unfruitfulness, it seems as an impossible dream in the times that we are living in. It seems as if sin has become so common in 2020, and it is so expected that even the holy believers of Christ are either elevated as heroes in life or dismissed as legalistic. So endurance is Christ's call to follow Him and to finish strong for God's glory. There is no higher calling. There is no bigger privilege, and there's no greater joy than to be hooked up, tied up, wrapped up in the things of God. It is choice, not chance, that determine your destiny. See, one of the enemies, the greatest enemy of perseverance, is the desire to be popular. Believers in Christ, our choice flows out of your heart. And so therefore, you must take care to guard them from the contamination. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 23, it says, above all else, guard your heart. Above all else, guard your heart. Part of it are the issues of life. If you as a believer of Christ, don't guard your heart from the world's value, you will be conformed to the world's way. So remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, we must renew our man. Renew our man required conscious, deliberate effort on our part. You will become the product of what you choose to delight yourself in and meditate upon. I'm going to say it again. You will become the product of what you choose to delight in and meditate upon. Here in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1, and 2, it says, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. You will become what daily choice. It is choice, not chance, that determines your destiny. We all meditate, and we all are shaped by the object of our meditation. Again, in Psalms 1, we said that the one who continuously meditate on God's word, it is like a tree planted by the stream of waters that yielded its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. You see, trees don't choose where to be placed, where they must be placed, but we do. So the key to growing spiritually is having development, is having developed good spiritual habits, such as Bible study, Bible reading, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, the word of truth. Next thing is prayer. Luke 18, verse 1. Because of the verse said, men ought always pray and don't faint. Don't lose heart. And to memorize the scriptures. Let it play over and over again. Let it go from your head all the way to the depth of your heart. Will cause you, as a child of God, to become the kind of person who can grow spiritually and endure rather than to wither and die. To believers of Christ, the key to self-control is discipline, which produces a long-term track record of small choices in which you yield yourself to God's Spirit, resulting in new habits and a new lifestyle. So, child of God, a great way to endure in the Christian life, again, is to study the Word of God for yourself and to pattern your life after other followers of Christ who's living a righteous life in total obedience in the same direction. It is chance, not chance, that the champion. Oh, precious Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word would not return more. I thank you that your word will help us to overcome in all areas. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that after hearing the word, there will be doers in the word of God from this night forward, in Jesus' name. Thank you that your word fell on good ground, bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold blessings into people's lives from this night forward, in the name of Jesus. We claim it. We decree it, and we agree your word is good, and your word will help us each and every day of our lives to grow closer to you. Precious Father, I thank you tonight here after your word. Let it not return to you all. There may be one or there may be some that don't know Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of their life. Father God, we just reach out to them today as it as for them to consider what we're saying, asking them to take into account the Word of God. They have tried everything else. This is the time to try Jesus. This is time to get serious about the things of God in your life. Lord, I thank you for reaching out. I thank you, Lord, for answering prayers. I thank you, Lord, for honoring requests. Everything that you have done, is doing, and will do from this night forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray in accordance with your will, your way. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We hope that you've enjoyed the teaching that Apostle gave today. We hope that you've got nuggets that you can apply to your life and share with others. If you have questions, if you have comments, if you have topics that you'd like for us to discuss, please feel free to write to Apostle Thibault at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Share the number with your friends and family, which is 347-826-9424. We'd love to have you join us. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Know that God loves you, and so do we. Again, have a great weekend. God bless.